This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. The Bills get back to work later today. We'll hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott in a little over an hour. Don't know if we'll be able to play it here live for you on WGR, but next guy that's coming up here on the Wester Hotline, Sal Capaccio, will be able to keep you covered at Sal Sports over on Twitter. Sal, good morning. How we doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out here. I have I'm in the just outside the Bills media room, and it's amazing, right? You got the new stadium coming up here, and people are going to see that for the first time on Sunday. Maybe a lot of people got the current stadium where the game will be played this Sunday, and then I'm kind of in between the triangle here, and then the practice field right over whatever shoulder I turn over here, and they're going to be out on the field here today, getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful September afternoon.
Sal, me and Derek were talking there in that first segment, kind of the feelings going into this game. You know, it is week one. It can at many times be a mirage for a team's season, good or bad. What are your feelings going into this matchup? I mean, it is two juggernauts going up against each other to open up the year.
Well, there's two parts of it. There's the overall, you know, season opener, what I think about, you know, how it plays out. And I think that it's a long season, right? It's a marathon, not a sprint. How many times have we seen the Bills? I mean, heck, they beat the Patriots 31-0 one year to open the season. that season didn't turn out great. You know, they lost the season opener 2 years ago on Monday Night Football at the Jets on a punt return touchdown in overtime. They still went on to win the division championship that year. Last year, they beat the Ravens. I'm sorry, they beat the Chiefs, but still had to go to their place during the playoffs because the Chiefs were still the higher seed. Yet the Ravens crushed the Bills, and the Bills still hosted the Ravens. So this is not the end-all be-all this week, but it's a monster game, and it can be, right? I mean, meaning like you could look back on it and say, man, at the end of the year, geez, if you just would have got that game, either team could say that. It doesn't have to be that way, though. But that being said, I mean, this is a really, really good matchup. I think anybody who looks at the week one matchup schedule says this might be the best game of the weekend. I think people have ranked it already number one, and, you know, rightfully so. It's the last two league MVPs, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. It is two teams that just played in January here in this stadium. The last time the Ravens played a football game, their season ended at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. You don't think they want to get back here and have some revenge on their mind? Of course they do. So I think a lot of things go into this matchup from a big picture standpoint and a microscope type of standpoint.
We do have some injuries on the Ravens side of things. Isaiah Likely, the report is today, while he is progressing well, will not be playing week one. And then the other two names, I know, Sal, you've brought them up to kind of keep an eye on, is Patrick Ricard, the team's fullback, and then Jaire Alexander, one of their new additions at corner. So it's not really just the Bills that are dealing with injuries. Hopefully we'll get a word on that, namely Trey White.
Yeah, so today is the first day that we'll have an official participation and injury report, meaning we'll know if a guy is limited or or full or doesn't practice, and we'll know exactly what the issue is. I mean, we'll see what it's listed at for Trey White. If he's listed at all, he might be. I mean, if Sean McDermott tells us he's a full participant, then we don't really get him on there at all on the report. If he says he's limited, he'll tell us why. If he says that he is out, he'll tell us why. Or at least we'll get that a little bit later in the day, even if Sean doesn't specifically state it, when we hear from him at 11:45 a.m. The Bills, Tre'Davious White, I think, is the number one guy that we're all watching for and going to be kind of on the lookout to see not only what McDermott says, but on the practice field if he is practicing. Christian Benford, too, though, guys. I mean, both starting corners. The last time I was here, last week, for the last time the media was allowed to be at practice, neither of the Bills' starting corners practiced. It's not just Tre'Davious White. It's Christian Benford. And, you know, you hope you have both of them, obviously, available today, but certainly for the game on Sunday. So we'll see where that goes. Tyler Bass still dealing with his injury. But, you know, he was good to go in Tampa. Everything looked good, seemed good. We did miss that late field goal. And then the Bills worked out some kickers. Was there anything to that? I don't know. Could be just be due diligence. We'll see. And then on the other side, you're right about that. We know now that Isaiah likely won't play, according to a report earlier today. I think Ian Rappaport had that. Now, that said, it wasn't a surprise to me. I mean, Isaiah likely hasn't practiced or done anything on a football field in like 5-6 weeks. It would have been stunning to me if he would have showed up at practice and just played this week. I mean, even if he comes back to practice, I think that's a tough task for anybody. Get back in football shape. Make sure you're good to go. I think they expect his return in the next couple of weeks. Jaire Alexander, I mean, he hasn't practiced since early August, I believe, guys. Like, had his knee drained. Again, another guy where even if he's at practice this week, how much is he doing, right? That's one of those situations where maybe he's just not ready to go. We'll see. We'll hear from John Harbaugh later, or the Ravens media will. We'll keep an eye out for that, get an update. And then the one that I really think is interesting is Patrick Ricard. And I say that because, yeah, fullback, right? Okay, well, how much does a fullback matter? Well, I think in this matchup it matters. This guy is somebody who the Ravens like to put on the field against the Bills. They like to go heavy against the Bills. They run straight at him. The Bills are a lighter defense traditionally. They got a little bit bigger this offseason. Patrick Ricard, wasn't it him, by the way, who hit Ed Oliver on that wham block earlier in the first game when Derrick Henry went the distance? I can't remember for sure. I thought it might have been him. But, like, this is a guy that is important to their offense. He hasn't practiced in a couple weeks. It's what I've read is a soft tissue injury, but we don't know what that exact injury is. So, little mystery surrounding that.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline as the Bills get back to practice today officially for Ravens Week. Sal, we've made it to week one of the NFL season. And the good news here is we also now get to see in its true capacity the new-look defensive line. Joey Bosa will be in, ready to go. Those rookie defensive tackles who really put up the most promise in that Tampa Bay, that last preseason game, really kind of looking almost out of place, like they shouldn't have been there. But now it is an opportunity. The reps are all live. We now get to see the new look defense that the Bills put a lot of resources into. Whether the health at cornerback two is there or not will be determined. But we do know that the defensive line is healthy, and I'm very interested in the impact that Bosa, Sanders, and Walker will all be able to bring for the first time in Bills uniforms.
Yeah, the defensive line is healthy except for Dwayne Carter, who suffered his torn Achilles last weekend, right? And I know that, you know, what you mean by the other guys, you're right, but it's unfortunate for him, right? So they lose a guy out of the rotation. But from what I saw in preseason and training camp, I wouldn't have been surprised if Deion Walker and TJ Sanders kind of passed him anyway as far as how often they'd be on the field on the depth chart. You never want to lose a young player, especially a depth player that can help at a spot where you like to shuttle guys in and out. But Dwayne Carter is going to be out for the year. We'll see what the move there is. The Bills have not officially put him on an injured reserve. That being said, they'll do that later this week. But that being said, Deion Walker, TJ Sanders, I'm very interested as well. I mean, I don't know if Landon Jackson factors into the Bills' plans early in the season. Could be a guy that doesn't get a game day jersey. I don't think he's shown enough for me to kind of be confident that they would put him out there amongst that group that you mentioned. You have Joey Bosa, Greg Rousseau, AJ Epinesa, Javon Solomon, on top of the guys, the young guys you mentioned, Deion Walker and TJ Sanders to go along with Daquan Jones and Ed Oliver. That seems to be your eight-man rotation along the entire defensive line. I think Deion Walker had a really, really strong rookie preseason in camp. I think TJ Sanders did, but if it wasn't for Deion Walker and how good he looked, maybe we'd be talking more about TJ Sanders. But I think Deion Walker looked really, really good. But we'll see. I mean, this is now big boy football. What I mean by that is there's game plans going on now. And, you know, you're going against maybe not Patrick Ricard here, but a Derrick Henry team and a Baltimore Ravens veteran offensive line, veteran coaching staff. You know, this is a little different than just going out there in the preseason and being able to kind of bully some people who might not be making the team. So we'll see what happens with Deion Walker. You hope that that continues to translate. I'm with you, Derek, on Joey Bosa. I'm really excited for him and to see him in a Bills uniform. I think if there's been a really pleasant, like, kind of outcome for anything here in training camp, there's been a lot, I'm sure. One of them for me would be Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa stayed healthy and looked good, and I think that was a really, really big boost to the Bills' defense to know that coming out of camp and heading into this game.
Yeah, Sal, I mean, I think for fans, especially if you weren't able to go to any camps, we got kind of like a 15 real minute kind of preview of Bosa in the week one or the preseason week one game. He looked really, really good. And you're right. One of the positives has been a guy that many of us were joking. Does he actually have to play the regular season? We could just put him in bubble wrap and get him in the postseason. He stayed healthy. It's a good sign. This morning, though, Field Yates reported the Bills did create $8 million in cap by restructuring Deion Dawkins' deal. That's not, I don't think, too surprising. But, Sal, in terms of this, maybe we probably shouldn't be expecting a big move or anything like that. It's probably just more for them to operate.
Yeah, that's right. Good call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And you're right about that, and I hope that everybody understands that and puts it into context. Listen, anything can happen because they do have some money available to them now, right? But this is a standard operating procedure this time of year. The Bills weren't the only team. There were other teams that did this, but the Bills a few weeks ago weren't even going to be cap compliant, basically, once they got to a 53-man roster. We always talk about the top 51 rule. Only the top 51 salary caps count up until when you make the 53-man roster. Once that happens, you got to count another couple of salaries. The Bills were right up against the cap. Then, throughout the season, injuries happened. You have to sign players. You can't just do it on the fly. You got to be ready to rock and roll and to go get somebody. And if someone does come available, you can have that ability to go out there and make a move. So they created some move. They created some room, restructured Deion Dawkins. My assumption is this actually happened last week, guys, when they went to the 53-man roster. But it doesn't hit the what they call the system. It goes in the paperwork, has to be processed, which is why we're finding out now. Like, the Bills didn't announce anything, so you kind of have to wait for it to go. Yes, it counts when it happens, but it doesn't actually hit the system where people can see it and report on it until later. So I'm not here to tell you the Bills aren't going to make a move. I just don't expect something like that right now, because they would have the ability to do that if they wanted. This is more about having room for injury replacement costs and to make a move if something were to come about.
Speaking of moves, this came from yesterday, a report, nothing official from the team, but Gabe Davis does appear to be on his way back to Buffalo. He joins Poyer and Phillips as the two other former Bills making their return to the practice squad. Phillips, though, may not be on there too much longer with Carter's injury.
I'm interested what they do with that extra roster spot. It could be Phillips getting a contract. It could be Zion Logue, actually, guys. I like, he's 6'6", 313, right? He's a guy that I think they like. They had him on the practice squad most of last year. He played in a little bit of regular season for them last year. They could also decide to just sign a guy to the 53-man roster on another at another position that could help somewhere, and then just elevate somebody like a Jordan Phillips, like a Zion Logue, and still have them available to play in a game like this and kind of play, you know, a bit of roster gymnastics, as we like to say. As far as Gabe Davis is concerned, yeah, we'll see him today. Most likely, he'll be back on the field with the team. Reportedly did agree to terms on a practice squad contract. Now, it's being reported as, hey, what did Schefter say? Practice squad for now as he still recovers from his injury. From everything that I've understood, going back several months, talking with people who know Gabe very well, he was in a position where he was rehabbing a lot, and he wanted to wait until he was a lot more healthy to be able to sign with the team, and teams wanted to wait until he was healthy. Once that happened, you'd get to this point. And it seems like the Bills are comfortable. Gabe Davis is comfortable. He's back. Now it's, hey, how healthy is he, and when, at what point does he become a factor in maybe getting on the 53-man roster? That's all to be determined. We have to see. I just find it hard to believe, for me, from my perspective, this is unlike Jordan Poyer. Jordan Poyer is an older player who doesn't have as much left. We saw the decline the last couple years, but he's still a guy that you can rely on to be helping prep and break glass in case of emergency for a game or two, to know the system. This is a 26-year-old receiver in Gabe Davis who's put in time in this league and had some big games. And I know it's been inconsistent in Buffalo. I get it. But you could do a lot worse than a guy like Gabe Davis on your practice squad, I'll tell you that. I have a hard time believing that he's here to be only on the practice squad for the whole year. At some point, I'd expect Gabe Davis to be on this roster. I just don't know how and when that would be.
And I think that's the thing too, Sal. Like, we've talked about it. The value the Bills got from him in the fourth round is, like, that's what you're looking for. If you can get that done, that's great. It just, you know, he wasn't a wide receiver two for them. But if he's a wide receiver three, four, midpoint of the year, yeah, you're right. You could do a lot worse with that. But the last thing here for me, Sal, before we let you get ready for practice and for Sean McDermott speaking here in just a little while, sticking with the offense, Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid. They're two guys that I think for many Bills fans have to have bigger years. Coleman, though, it seems like the last month or so of camp really started to stack good, if not great, days.
Yeah, I think both did, actually. I think Dalton Kincaid really looked really good especially once they got back to Buffalo. Like, I thought he was on a nice trajectory. But to your Keon Coleman point, not only did we see that, you know, from what we could see, you just hear everyone talking about him, right? You guys have heard it. Deion Dawkins has raved about him. I don't know if you heard Deion Dawkins on with Nick Wright and their show on TV, but I watched that interview, and, man, he just continued his high praise and raving like he did for us here in the local media couple weeks ago about Keon Coleman. And he keeps saying basically the words in so many ways, watch out league, like, watch out, you don't understand what this guy's about to do. Well, you hope that comes to fruition for the Buffalo Bills, because they need it to come to fruition. They need their two young recent high picks pass catchers to break out and become a factor. If one does and not the other, that's still good. But if both can do that in some capacity, my goodness, that would really help this offense. I know it's an offense that still broke records, scored 30 points last year a game, over 30 points a game. But my goodness, like, these guys are really important to what they want to do. I'm excited to see Keon Coleman. I thought it was interesting that
Oh, we may have lost Sal. Oh, there he is.
Oh, there you go. I mean, sorry. You guys got me, all
yep,
right?
The gotcha. Last we got was that okay, you were excited about Keon Coleman.
Yeah, I was excited about Keon Coleman. And I will tell you, one thing that's interesting to me is he wasn't featured on Hard Knocks at all, right?
Right.
Remember all summer we talked about how he'd be a great guy to be featured on Hard Knocks, right? And I wonder, like, I think I get, now that I'm putting, like, a lot together and, like, what people are saying about him and how he's going about his work, I think it's just like, hey, I don't want a part of that. I'm working here. I'm a football player. I want to do my football thing. I don't need to be featured or talking. And I just think that's pretty cool if you kind of put that all together and feel like, okay, this is a guy that's very, I'm going to use the word I used, and then Joe Brady used it too, ironically, which was really cool. I think he's just been very intentional how he's going about his business, and I think that's cool.
It's a good sign, too, from a 21-year-old in the second year, if that is the case, to be that mature to realize, all right, I got to lock in here. Sal, before we let you go, schedule for today, we've already mentioned McDermott will speak, Bills practice and such.
Yeah, so Bills will be on the practice field a little after noon. Sean McDermott speaks at 11:45. Right before that, we'll get an update on injuries, participation report. And then after practice, we will hear from the two captains once again, voted by their team, Josh Allen and Terrell Bernard. They will speak at the podium. And then, of course, we'll get locker room sound. I'll be in there grabbing some different players. Hoping to hear from Gabe Davis today. Don't know if that's going to be the case. We'll see where that goes. But we're wrapping it up, guys. It's what they call media day down here at One Bills Drive, because it's the day. Wednesday, when a team plays on Sunday, Wednesday's the day when the media kind of descends upon the facility to hear and get more media coverage and hear sound, and that's today.
All right, Sal. Enjoy today. We'll let you go get ready for that, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio there on the Wester Hotline. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get a word in on the Baltimore Ravens. Kyle Goon, the Baltimore Banner, will join us at 11 a.m. But 803-0550, the number to call. You want to get your thoughts in as we head into week one. Chris, if you hold on the line, we'll get to you after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.